This may sound stupid to you, but it's hot.
It's hot. Off the wire with Brittany
Bitch. Hot Off the Wire is brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Our nationwide network of lenders can get you $1,000 fast. Don't wait. Get the cash you need from WeFixMoney.com. That's WeFixMoney.com. Chris Brown's attorney wants you to know that Chris did not confess to the D.C. assault. He did actually acknowledge that it's more than likely that he did violate his probation, but it wasn't his interest. He was sentenced to 1 year behind bars with credit for time served. But
okay. Let me ask Soup. Soup. Why would the attorney come out and say that right now? What's the angle?
What, to tell what he's getting already?
He got a year behind bars, but he does have credit for time served, and people think that the LA Sheriff's Department will probably release him sooner than expected.
Yeah, but I don't. Well, my thing is this. They're trying to clear up the LA thing in order to cut the deal in D.C. That's the whole purpose here. If he has the deal straight up there, he's been locked up so long. Mm-hmm. Whatever punishment he was going to get for violating his probation is over. Then he can go to D.C., get a slap on the hand. Then he's a free man. Why that information? I don't know why he's telling
it. Because he had like 5 years hanging over. So they did kind of cut a little deal.
So you think they cut it like he's going to do 1 year? He's going to do 1 year.
He's probably not going to do that.
1 year with credit for time served. And they said most people get out earlier than expected.
Because if you're not violent, you know.
So he could get out pretty soon.
He should be done.
I think. Mm. Right. Sherry Shepherd and her husband Lamar Sally on the rocks, and they have an unborn baby, but she's not pregnant. Sources say there's a surrogate carrying their baby due July 28th. He did file for separation, and he wants their prenup invalidated so he can get spousal support the whole night.
Well, we're going to find out a little bit later on why we have put him on alleged punk status.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Punk status?
Yeah, later on you will find out why he has been put on the Russ Parr Morning Show alleged punk status.
Just not real manly right now.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
In ratchet reality news, Real House of Atlanta, Kenya Moore was photographed with her alleged African boo, Tonya Cole. Well, reports say he's happily married, a billionaire oil tycoon, with 3 children.
Wow.
But we know she don't shy away from married men. They've been dating for like a year, you know?
Really?
Even more ratchet.
Porsche can get it, though.
You have never lied.
Where did that come from?
You have never lied.
What? Porsha? What? Okay. Even more ratchet, creator of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Mona Scott Young, is thankful that rapper Benzino got shot. She said the timing, the way it happened, you can't make this stuff up. It's like the reality gods have once again chosen this show to smile upon.
Too bad he didn't get a staph infection and he's still in the hospital.
But he got
clinging
shot.
To life.
He got
Maybe
shot.
If we had him clinging to life, right. You know what that would do for the ratings?
Oh, the numbers. Through the roof.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, you better go and stab yourself in the leg.
Hey, shoot him again.
Michael Jackson's unreleased song album is coming out tomorrow. Jermaine feels a little left out.
You have nothing to do with that.
Right.
He missed all the estate. But they're just putting it together the way they want. They don't contact us. So, hey, Timberland could have been me. Original Jackson 5 back together on record. What was wrong with that?
Aww.
They don't want you.
Why can't I get a check?
They don't want you.
Kim Kardashian had her Paris-themed wedding shower on Saturday, and little Kim had her royal-themed baby shower, too. So cute.
Aw.
Yeah. Tops at the box office over the weekend. Neighbors, I thought it was hilarious, just a little bit vulgar to me, has Seth Rogen and Zac Efron made $51
million. Wow.
Beat out The Amazing Spider-Man 2 that made $37.2 million. And then in third was The Other Woman that has Nicki Minaj in it, her first movie. I heard she did pretty well, with $9 million. I'm Brittany. That's your Hot Off the Wire. For more stories, you can go to the Russ Parham Morning Show.com.
Hey, did y'all see that Little Kim tape? Albert, I know you saw it.
Little Kim tape. Nah, I missed that one.
No, Little Kim got a little sex tape out.
You're
I don't
into
know
Little Kim
it.
Like that, Albert? I didn't know.
No,
you haven't seen that?
No.
I haven't either. Because
She's
when you
pregnant.
Click on it, it says you got to go to some kind of special video thing, and I'm not doing it.
You probably got to put your email in.
I'll get my boy, Officer Raw Dog and Inspector Special Balls.
Hey, you know what that is, bro? That's probably a virus trying to get you to click on it.
Yeah, you know what
She's
I mean?
Pregnant.
And I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that at all. I just don't.